How's your offensive line meshing up?
I think good. We had a couple different guys in there with injuries, but I thought they played pretty well. The whole thing is being consistent every single play, and I think we get better every single game.
John, how do you think turnover notwithstanding, Eli did?
I think he did a really good job. For a rookie, he's picking up things really well, and that's why we have the utmost confidence in him to play.
On paper, Jacksonville's defense is ranked really highly in all the key categories. What are they doing so well that impressive?
You can always point to turnovers. I think they're number two in the league right now, and that's why they're winning ball games. And it's a fast, tough defense, and we definitely have a challenge this week.
What did the give that be like through three games about how Josh played?
I love the way he runs the offense as far as being the leader, always getting us in the right play, making good decisions. Completion percentage is up there, which is always good for a quarterback. I think he's playing really well right now.
How much do you look at quarterback rating? I know there's a million things that go into that.
Yeah.
As a play caller, ultimately at the end of the game, you look at the number. How much does that matter to you?
The W matters to me. It's wins and losses. I don't get into the stats as much. Quarterback rating, I can't even calculate that thing. I don't even know how they do it. But it's all about the W. We get the W, sometimes the quarterback doesn't play well. Or if we get a loss, the quarterback doesn't play well. So I think quarterback is measured by the wins and losses and the championships that he's won.
How's Josh been in the room with your two younger quarterbacks?
He's been great. He's like a coach, because he's seen a lot of ball. He's been with a lot of different coordinators, been a lot of different offenses, and he's helping those guys along. So he's been awesome.
Would you think about sparing Jenkins play for Sunday? You guys gave him all the work.
Well, yeah, he's rested for 2 weeks. it's nice. It's nice to have a couple of tight ends in the game plan, get to run the offense that we need to run. But I thought he did really well.
How so?
Being out there, a presence about him, run and pass. We've been going extra offensive linemen and things. Sometimes you get different looks when you do that. And so it's nice to have a couple tight ends out there where you can just go run your offense.
You've worked with some pretty good tight ends throughout your career, like going back to San Francisco and then in New Orleans and all that. So do you see Austin as that complete tight end, as a guy that can beat a defense in a bunch of different
games? Yeah, I do. I think he has the potential to do that. He's got the size. He can run. He can catch. He's a big target. There's no question that he can do the things that, where I've been before in the past. He can do all those things that the other tight ends have done.
John, how much will you have to alter your plan if Forte is not part of it?
I don't think we need to alter it. Next guy up. I think those two guys, with Powell and Eli, and then now we have Cadet. We go run our offense.
Can you explain, so far it looks like Bilal and Matt have been splitting the third down reps pretty closely.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Last year was pretty much all Bilal. I know you weren't here, but what was the thought process on dividing it between those two guys?
Listen, there's no rhyme or reason. There's just, I have a certain call, and I'm putting the back in certain situations to make sure, that guy might be able to do this good and that guy might be able to do that good. I mean, that's the way I was taught. You put guys in the right position to succeed. And we just need to keep doing that and find our niche, what guys can do what. We're still learning what everybody can do.
How impressed have you been with the way Eli has acclimated himself mentally as far as pass protection and learning the offense and that sort of thing?
Yeah, he's got a great approach to the game, like he's a 3 or 4 year vet. I think it's his preparation, everybody helping, the coaches, and it's him listening and wanting to do it, it's hard for a rookie to come in and play right away in this league, and I think he's done a really good job, but that's because he prepares, and he gets a lot of reps in practice, and that helps.
How well is this cornerback playing for them,
Jersey? I think they're really good. They challenge the receivers and tight ends. They get up in your face. And, you know, we've been working on that all week. They're a fast, strong defense, and they fly around to the ball. They do a really good job there.
Was using Lawrence as a fullback your idea?
No, that was our idea. Like I said, if I can get in regular personnel and Tiger and the different personnel groupings and things, we can open up the playbook a little bit more. So it was great to have him, and he did really well when he went in there. So we'll see. I don't know if it will happen this week. We'll see what happens.
Do you like what you're getting out of that, the top eligible?
Say that again?
Do you like what you're getting out of that when you use the two offensive linemen?
Yeah. I mean, like you guys talked about, eight-man box, okay. Well, then we'll put an extra offensive lineman in there, and we'll go play, if that's what we have to do. But everything's all predicated on what we have. You know, it's my job to make sure, like I said, to put guys in the right positions. If we got to go extra guy there, we go extra guy there. We put guys in different spots. We got to do whatever it takes.
Did you get on Lawrence at all? You got tripped up there. I think it was like a shoestring tackle. It was pretty close to
score. You mean after he ran over about five guys?
Yeah, I mean, he fell short of the end zone, though.
He's 290 pounds the way he runs and catches the ball. No complaint from me.
At what point did you, I mean, if you were new to this team, obviously, this year, he wasn't, but at what point did you figure out, or had you known that he wasn't fullback in college? Did you, like, know that when he was coming out?
I was told in the off season, okay. So I always kept an eye on him,
yeah.
You know, and just so be it. You know, we made a decision, you know, just have a little package for him. And so he's, you know, we practice it, see if it looks good. Look good.
Didn't do it at all in camp, though, did you guys?
No. But he's done it here prior. He's done it here prior, so. And plus, he did it in college.
Right.
So. Pretty impressive.
Is there such a thing as being in a rhythm as a play caller from game to game, not within the flow?
Oh, I think there's a rhythm, yeah. I think there's definitely a rhythm as a play caller as you get in it. I mean, because you feel how the quarterback is going, or a certain player, maybe a running back or a receiver, or I'm giving a good tendency on how the defense is playing, and I'm calling plays accordingly to that. So all those things factor in.
So it carries over next week to week?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's going to change every single week, how I'm calling the game, because you might lose a guy, you know what I mean? So we've got to be able to adjust. But that's how I get a flow of how the game's going. I thought I had a pretty good flow how that game was going last week.
John, Josh said the sequence when Bilal breaks the long run.
Yeah.
And they call the holding on Wesley. So he came back to the home. There was five guys, all steam, yelling. And then you go back with the Robbie. She's like, I'm wondering for you, upstairs calling the play, you see that long one, calls back. Are you able to completely calm? Or are you pounding the desk like I called back? How was that kind of sequence for you?
No, I mean, it's second and long now, so I'm just calling what I'm getting a tendency. I got coaches helping me. They're giving me the coverages and what's going on, and I just call the play according to that. And it just so happened to be in there in cover one. And he threw a beautiful ball, and it was a great route and a great catch. Don't blink, you know. When things don't go right, you just keep pulling the trigger, you know, and you know, it's like I said, I think Josh is really playing really well for us and he's taking care of the ball. I mean, when you can do that, you know, you're going to win ball games.
Good. Last one here, Zach.
Could Bilal be a full, you know, full-time back? Do you
can he?
Since his body is big enough, do you think where he could be a guy who's a every-down back?
Sure. Yeah, he can be an every-down back. So can Eli. He can be an every down back, but that's not the way we do things here. I like keeping guys fresh and playing a lot of different guys, different roles. You know, try to keep the defense off their toes. And I think when you do that, when you got a back that's really fresh, I think you can play more at a high level during the game. You know what I mean?
What do you like about Powell? What's your favorite so far? What do you see, Winster?
I don't want to get into pluses and minuses and all that. Listen, I think he's a tough kid, and he runs hard. And I think both those backs do. All our backs do. And they're pretty smart. They're pretty savvy. And they work their butt off every single day, and it carries over to the game.
Thank you, everyone.